SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS News.
So our friends from Minnesota, the heroes that they are, traveled across the country to here in D.C. to send a message to our representatives. Ice out of Minnesota! Ice out of everywhere.
Ice out.
Not one more dollar for ice.
It's a call that appears to have been answered. United States President Donald Trump's border chief has announced the surge force of Immigration Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, will withdraw from Minnesota with the president's blessing. Since the operation began at the beginning of December, it's been marred by controversy. Two people were killed and more than 4,000 arrested and detained by ICE agents in operations in the North Central State. This includes many people with no criminal records, including US citizens and children. Border Chief Tom Homan made the announcement.
With that, in success that has been made arresting public safety threats and other priorities since this surge operation began, as well as the unprecedented levels of coordination we have obtained from state officials and local law enforcement, I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
The decision follows backlash from U.S. senators who grilled government officials over the measures taken in Minnesota, which resulted in the killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good by federal agents. Democrats called for ICE operations to be reformed, including the removal of masks, enforcing the use of body cameras, and a switch of focus to criminal offenders. Other Democrats called for ICE to be eliminated altogether, while Republican representatives defended the actions of ICE under the Trump administration. U.S. House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee Chairman and Republican Andrew Garbarino called for a full investigation into the killing of the two U.S. citizens in his opening remarks.
When officials or elected leaders rush to conclusions about law enforcement or their fellow Americans, public trust suffers. There must be complete and impartial investigation. I expect each of our witnesses to keep this committee fully informed as the investigations run their course, and I will ensure this happens.
Those on the ground are less optimistic about the news, with Minneapolis residents like Richie Mead determined to continue protesting until the agents leave the city.
Actions speak louder than words, so until we see them actually leave, we don't believe it. We're going to be out here until they prove it, until they stop running this Gestapo SUV, running through our streets, snatching up our neighbors, murdering our neighbors. Until that ends, we don't believe it.
Border Chief Tom Homan shared a timeline for the withdrawal, saying he intended to stay in Minnesota until the drawdown was complete. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said he had a positive meeting with Mr. Homan on Monday, while Minnesota Governor Tim Walz also said earlier this week that he expected Operation Metro Surge to end within a matter of days, based on conversations with Trump officials. But Mr. Homan was clear the move doesn't signal an end to their immigration law enforcement operations.
I'm not going to remove everybody out of the safety of our officers, but like I said, in Operation Metro Surge is ending. And in the next week, we're going to deploy the officers here in detail back to the home stations or other areas of the country that are needed. But we're going to continue to enforce immigration law. That's what the American people voted for. But it has to be a priority of criminals. And look, I hear all the hate.
For Minnesota locals like Marty Smith, these latest caveats do little to ease the anxiety of residents.
He's got a lot of conditions in there that they're going to still be here and getting criminals. It's all about criminals, but they're not criminals. They're our neighbors. They're people we love. They're people that go to work every day, hardworking jobs. They're little kids who want to go to school and are fearful.
Katrina Stewart, SBS News.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.